This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was 3 years ago now, and in that time, BP has spent more than $14 billion down there cleaning up. The company just announced it's going to spend another $500 million or so, going specifically to the five states that border the Gulf. Not everybody, though, is happy with how that money is going to be spent, as Gigi Duban reports.
BP designated $1 billion in early restoration money from Florida to Texas, including dune and marsh restoration and bringing back bird and sea turtle habitats. The company has cleaned up thousands of miles of shoreline. But some say the latest projects taking a share of BP money have nothing at all to do with the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Take Alabama, for example, where most of the $100 million the state is getting from BP is going toward enhancements, including a new lodge and conference center at Gulf State Park.
Gulf State Park is an integral part of the coastal experience here in Alabama.
That's Herb Malone, president and CEO of Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism in Alabama. He says the old lodge had aged over decades and suffered damage from Hurricane Ivan. But Malone says there is a connection to the spill.
If the oil spill took away the right of human use for the citizens of Alabama for such an extended period of time, then this facility will enhance the human use capabilities, and therefore that's where the mitigation factor comes from.
That, I think, just goes kind of in the face of what these restoration dollars are supposed to be accomplishing.
That's Aaron Viles, deputy director of the environmental group Gulf Restoration Network. He says BP and state officials have misplaced priorities. There's still lots of environmental work to be done, he says.
I think they're choosing economic activity because that's a bigger payout for them politically.
Speaking of economic activity, Herb Malone says Alabama is seeing a record year for tourism along the coast. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.